Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning, and how are you doing on this lovely Monday?
Well, here's the first two things I'll tell you. I was gonna put your movie in last week, yesterday, but Lost in Space, they put up all the episodes on Netflix.
Right.
And so on Saturday I watched the first four, and then on Sunday I watched the last four, because I couldn't. I had to do it. You know, I have to watch these things all in one block. So that's the reason I did not watch. But it is out right now, and it is actually in the machine. That's the first thing. Second thing, woke up this morning at 2:30, even though it's early in the season, and you should go to my Facebook page, Pat. I've got a picture of the bear, which is rumbling past my front of the house.
Okay.
I can't believe how big this bear is this early in the season. It is huge. It is huge. It looks like a damn blimp with legs.
Jeez.
So that's that. And then the third thing, I come out to find my car encased.
Covered in ice.
Encased in about a little under an eighth of an inch of ice, but it was actually encased in ice. And there was ice and sleet on the ground. That's how my weekend went and started. And then the week started. There you go.
Well, I'll tell you, we were probably close here about having ice, but we didn't. It was 37 this morning when I got into the weather center, and pouring rain. So far, we've had about an inch and a quarter.
Wow.
And, of course, it's a mess across portions of Vermont, New Hampshire.
Would we have had lightning this morning?
There could have been a thunderstorm. Yeah.
The lights just clicked and there was a loud boom. Either it was lightning or a transformer.
A transformer. That's what I meant. A transformer would probably suffice. Wow. There are thunderstorms right now to our south across Delaware.
But we did have a thunderstorm yesterday. You know.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. And there will still be a chance for thunderstorm today and the rain heavy at times and windy. We should get up to 55 to 60 before we drop to the low 40s with showers tonight. Do not look for great improvement this week. Lots of clouds and windy with showers tomorrow, 55 to 60. Cloudy and breezy, scattered showers Wednesday, low 60s. Rain on Thursday, periods of rain, mid 50s, showers on Friday. If we're lucky, the weekend will turn out fair and dry. But you're not going to have the warm weather like you had last Saturday and last Friday. That's just not in the cards. So this month of April, March and April, it's certainly not two nice months at all.
Now we're going to have heavy rain today, right?
That is correct.
And what's the temperature you're going to get to?
It should go to 55 to 60.
The winds just keep, you know, howling around here. I walked out this morning, it actually sounded and felt like a winter.
There was no doubt about it. And, of course, like I said, up there in Vermont, New Hampshire, looks like winter. Some of the pictures that I've seen so far this morning, just horrible. It's all white, but it's ice reflecting, you know, the white, and there's not snow. Because it's just too warm aloft. So a pretty incredible storm system. The actual center of the storm is over Michigan, but a second low is developing now over northern Virginia. And that low over northern Virginia is going to move north. So it's going to be west of us. And as it does so, it should bring up the mild air, but also bring up tons of moisture. Some of the heaviest rain that I'm seeing right now from the Poconos down through Delaware will also be marching right across the Catskills, the Hudson Valley, into Connecticut, and the Berkshires, which will cause flooding problems this afternoon. Good thing you don't have to go into the city today, because I would tell you not to.
Well, we wouldn't go into the city with heavy rain today.
No, I would tell you not to.
Yeah, we wouldn't do that.
I thought I was going to have a chance over the weekend to see The Showman.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get a chance to see that, but I did get to the concert of Patti LuPone. She was phenomenal. I am not a Patti LuPone fan. I remember seeing her back in the day when she wasn't, you know, really that popular. It was during the course when she was doing Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. I remember seeing her then, and that's all I remember seeing her do, that one song. So I said, okay, fine. Everybody wanted to go, let's go see it. Let me tell you, Marshall, she put on a two-hour show. There was a 15 intermission. She had nothing but a pianist there with her, who was phenomenal. God bless her, she's 69 years old. She looks fabulous. She was extremely personable and sociable. And she did all the Broadway show, all the Broadway songs that she never had the opportunity to do. Now, she did sing Don't Cry for Me, Argentina. But she told her story. She auditioned for Broadway when she was 17, and all the different shows that she did. And she was saying how in West Side Story, she always wanted to do two parts. And she did the two parts. She did the two parts, Maria and the other one. She sang both parts. I mean, she did that phenomenal. She did all the songs again that she never had the opportunity to do on stage. And it was just phenomenal. She commanded the audience. I have to tell you, again, another show that took me off guard. I mean, I told you I was floored when I saw Bette Midler in Hello, Dolly, which to me was still the best Broadway show I ever saw. And now, her, she's definitely a diva. She may be a Broadway diva, but she is a diva. So that was really, really great. And that was Saturday. And then yesterday, I wound up doing work around the house. I did a lot of work around the house, so that's why I didn't get a chance to watch the movie. And now today, I'll be staring out the window, looking at the rain, staring out my new windows and looking at the rain.
So now you know why I didn't get to watch. Did you like the original Lost in Space?
No, I was never a fan of it.
Do you like science fiction?
I do.
I was a fan of the original Lost in Space. I thought it got a little too comical, but I was a fan of it because I liked Dr. Smith back then. The new Lost in Space, if you're a science fiction fan, is terrific. The family is terrific. And the doctor is a woman, and she plays evil over the top. Pat, I'm telling you, if you watch this, the first season is 8 episodes. If you watch this and watch her character develop,
right,
you end up really hating the character.
And that's probably just what they wanted to.
Absolutely. So I was really happy with it. I thought it was a good, you know, Lost in Space is 50 years old, the original one.
Wow.
And so it was a nice update. And I think they're going to bring back a season 2. But that's the nice thing about Netflix. They unveiled the season all at once. And you can watch it all together, or you can watch it week by week.
And that is pretty cool, right? Because they did the same thing with Stranger Things.
And I
enjoyed that.
And I watched the first 4 because they're about 45 minutes each, and that came to about 3 hours. And then the next day I watched the last 4, which came to about three and a half hours.
After watching 6 hours of that, I don't expect you in any way, shape, or form to to watch my movie, that's for sure.
No, but I had to steer clear of the networks. I had to steer clear of the network.
Oh, you mean with all the news in Syria, huh?
Yeah, with all the news and the bomb strikes and to Trump and to Comey. And they're still throwing Hillary Clinton's name around. I got to steer clear of that. I have to listen to that in the morning here. Yeah, you know, because it's part of the news.
I hear you. And I'll tell you, I did watch the news when I get up Saturday morning, hearing about Syria and everything like that. I have mixed emotions on it, but... you know what? Well, something's got to be done because you just can't allow a country to do this with chemicals. You just can't.
So I'll give you one more funny story about the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday morning, I wake up and I have my lights come on automatically at 3:15 in my bedroom. That's what wakes me up. The lights come on automatically. I used to always be able to wake myself up, but now, you know, I'm 65, so I've got a little help. Well, I wake up and the lights aren't on, and I look at the clock, and it says 4:30. Now, I normally get up Monday through Friday at 3:15. Panic-stricken, I go, I get a shower, real quick, come out, get dressed, take the dogs out, feed the dogs and cats, and I call Jill, right? Because I always try to wake her up. Okay. And she answers the phone, so I said, Jill, get up. It's about 4:50. So, she says to me, what the hell's the matter with you? It's Sunday. It's Sunday, you idiot. And I normally sleep till like 7 o'clock on Sunday. And so now I'm up and ready to go. I can't get back to sleep, Pat.
Oh, no. But I bet you Jill went back to sleep.
She did, but she was so good. It was unbelievable.
People may not believe that happens, but it happens to me occasionally, too. When I think I have to get up for work, and then when I realize that I don't, I am just so thrilled.
Well, I was thrilled and relieved, but I couldn't get back to bed. But anyways, so I want you to go to my Facebook page so you can see right on top the big bear that came by my house last night.
Oh, okay.
Huge. Okay. I mean, this looks like a bear that has already eaten all the berries and stuff for summertime. Huge bear.
What are you going to be doing about that?
Nothing.
You can't do a thing.
I don't want to do a thing. I mean, they don't bother. They don't try to break in my house.
They don't. Okay.
No, they just walk around the house and stuff like that. But I've never seen a bear this big, this early. This bear is huge. Like I said, looks like a blimp with legs.
Oh my goodness.
So go to
I'm going to go to your Facebook page and look at that.
And take a look
and,
at that.
And stay dry. Hold on to your hats, everybody. And I'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.